what was there? The Yomar Lekuchim Ein Biyodi. And the person that walked out of the house now says like this, I'm coming out with a pocket full of stuff, but I bought it off him. I bought 20 watches, 10 rings, all these things I have in my pocket now that's loaded, I bought it off him. The Yomar Lekuchim Ein Biyodi. That's what this Ganef that comes out, the Reuven that comes out of the house says, that I bought it. And the Balabos says, Rashi says, Balabayis Oimer, Hishiltim Loi. No, I lent it to you, the son. Not that you stole it. The question is, the person says, I bought it off you, I have a right to keep it. And the Balabos says, no, Hishiltim Loi. I only lent it to you. Now is the question, who do we believe? The Lacha is, Eino Neman. We do not believe him. Eino Neman, Rashi says, Afilu Bishvua. The person that takes it. He says that I bought these things off you, so he's not believed, even if he wants to swear that I bought it off you. That's the law of the Mishnah. We believe the Nigzal. That the Nigzal is believed to say that it's still mine. I only lent it to you, and you have to give it back to me. Now, we believe the Balabos. This was only said, Ella Balabayis, Sheino Osu Limcher, Caleb. Only a normal Balabos that does not have a store in his house. He's not only to sell these watches or these pens. Abu Balabayas also Limchor, the Balabas has a business in his house. Or he sells pens, he sells diamonds, he sells rings. Limchor is Caleb Neman. Then the person would be believed. Since the Balabas is a person that does sell these things, and now the person says, I came into the house and I did business with him. So then we'll believe the person. It's true. The Balabas does business, sells these things. So why should we say no like that? We do not say the guy's lying. Stam will say he has a right to keep it. Now, even in the case where the Balabas does not sell these things, Namilo Yamon was only said that we do not believe this Reuven, the Ganif, only things that usually you do not hide. These are things that if it was really yours, if you really would have bought it, you would have been proud to show off. You would not have to hide it under your jacket. Let's say certain things the guy bought, he bought a doll. He bought a doll for his kid. So he's embarrassed to walk out on the street holding a doll. So it's a normal thing to hold it under your jacket. So if it's dvorim, shadakim mahatmin, it's something that you're embarrassed to walk through the streets with, then neman. Then again, this Reuven is neman to say he bought it. Like this, our question is, what are you hiding it for? If you really bought it, walk out and show people. What are you hiding it for? So, therefore we say you're not believed. But if it's something that even though you really bought it, we could understand that you're embarrassed to show up with it, that you want to hide it, then again we'll believe him. Yeah. So Rashi says, if it's something you're not embarrassed about, you're not believed, Chodod ain't the Osalimchor. First of all, the Balabas does not usually sell his things. And secondly, we have a Taino, why are you hiding it? Take it out normally. But if it's something that's normal for you to hide, then the Amun Rashi says, even though the Balabas does not usually sell things, but stawat, zimna dimistochile zuze umazavin. It could be that sometimes the Balabas needs money. He needs money today. How is he going to get the money? So he makes a garage sale that just one day invited somebody in to buy something. Therefore, the person says he bought this doll, and the doll is something you're embarrassed to walk down the street, to keep it under your jacket, you're believed. Now, the Shane Dakin Hotman, even something that you're not embarrassed about, let's say it's a ring, let's say it's a watch, something you're not embarrassed to wear, Nami Lori Moronella Inish Delightsnia, only if you're not a modest person. If you're not a modest person, then we say normally you buy a new watch, the first thing you do is you put it on to show off with it. Well, Inish Delightsnia, but if you're a very modest person, then maybe you don't like to show off. You bought a watch to keep in the house and not to go show off. You bought a diamond watch now. You meant to keep it home in the house. You don't plan to walk around and wear it. So if so, Hainu Urchei, again, it's normal for you to hide it. So therefore, the fact you're hiding it is no strike against you. You're believed to say you bought it. The Balabas doesn't usually sell diamond watches, but it could be today he needs an extra $1,000, so he's going to sell his watch for it. So Therefore, still we'll believe what you're saying. The Maisa, you're a Muchzuk, you're holding on to it now, we'll believe you. Again, Bloya Marnella, Zeroima Shulim. Again, we only believe the Balabas if he says, I lent you the Keli. The Zeroima Lukuchin. And the other person says, no, I bought it. So again, in the case when the Balabas usually does not sell these things, and usually these things, if you really bought it, you should show off with it, you should wear it. Now that you're hiding it, so we have two strikes against you, we do not believe you, we believe the Balabas. But that's only if the Balabas says, I lent it to you. Avo the Gnuvin, but if the Balabas says, you stole it from me, I did not even give it to you, but you stole it from me, then Lav Kol Kimine, Le'avzuke Inish, the Ganvila Mechaskinon. Then we do not leave the Balabas. Because Menachazaka, we do not make somebody Ganif. The person says he walked into the house and he bought it. That's legal taina. What are you answering back? Says, no, you stole it from me. Normal people don't steal. We don't say people are Ganovim. So in such a case, you would not be believed, but rather, doesn't say clearly, the gentleman would have to swear or not. Rashi say so Baram Chasim Alei and the Fisher is counting them on the show which looking the end of the verb no, that's something else yeah, that's something else yeah but what says that's only the Balabas not or a Salimka right and all these things right but what's coming up now even if it's a thing that maybe the with the shua though, but when he says that I bought it, and the balabas says no, you stole it, then we do not leave the balabayas. What he's saying. So the question is, maybe then the Reuven has to swear. That doesn't say clearly.
Yeah.
It's also only things that the balabas usually lends out. Certain things that are very valuable that the Balabas would not lend it out, then we believe this person that came in and said he bought it. Because what is the Balabas saying? I lent it to you. We say no, you understand the lawyer. These things are not aimed to lend out. These things are very valuable. You're afraid they'll break. You don't lend them out. So in such a case, again, we'll believe this Reuven when he says he bought it.
That
dvorim huasuyin lahashal lahaskil, things that people usually lent out, simple things, they're not afraid of break, it's not worth that much, things that you lent out, and now somebody comes and says, listen, I bought it off you, and the balabas says, no, I lent it to you, ain't a nemun, you're not nemun to say you bought it, because these are things that are normal, the balabas lends out, so we believe the balabas, he's the muhsik, it belonged to him before, we said so by him. What's the proof? Kiho de Rava. Apik Zugo de Sablo. He took away a pair of scissors, the Safra de Agarata, and a storybook, a Sefer of Agarata, Miyasme, from Yisaimim. There's a case where Reuven said, listen, I lent this to your father, and your father died, so he wants it back from Yisaimim. So Rabbi said, okay, you have a right to collect it back from Yisaimim. Bidvorim Asur Mahashal Haskil. Since these are normal things to lend out, we believe you. Rashi says, Niyasme, Shevi Atevei Edim, Shem Shalai. You bring a proof that belongs to you. The Yoma Shoshutim Liaviyai Simon. And you say that I lent it to their father. So now, Midiyaskinu Rabba, since Rabba believed them, Miyasme, took away from Yisaimim, Shramin of Israel, he had the Avon coming into the father to be alive. And he would say that I, the Yom Lakuchemain Biyadi, he would not be believed Bishrua. Because if the father would be believed, we cannot take it away from the assignment. So you see, in a case that things are normally lent out, the person is believed to say, I lent it to you. And you're not able to say, you bought it. So these are a scissors, or else Sifra de Garata. Rashi says also, it only means a Sifra Garata here. Rashi says, Shainosum Luma Bentad, you don't read these stories books so much. But regular throne that you use, you don't lend out so much. We'll ask you. Fisher must calculate, they get ruined. The halacha is if you find the sefer, Hashem Raveda, you're not allowed to use the sefer, you can't learn from it, because you ruin it.
All right, I'm going to apply so much today. It depends how much damage you do. If you're a single person, using it by yourself won't be so bad.
They only had scrolls.
Yeah. Right. Omar Rav, afilu shayma nishpa, afilu the shayma is let her watch, let her swear. Now this is the case that Rashi says, amastis in koi, veru yashnaim shenichnas l'tech beisoi, l'mashkenoi shalai brishus. That two Edim saw the way this Reuven went into your house and took something. So afilu shem rabayis nemel lishova vishalim zem. That the Mishnah says that the nigzel, the balabos, is let us swear how much the person took. So not only is the balabos let us swear, but even the shemer, the watchman of the house, he's allowed to swear and say, I saw this person come and take out such and such things. And afilu ishtesh shemer, even the wife of the shemer can also swear. Boyi rapapo, schiru l'kito mai, what's going to be with the workmen of the balabos? That they come in and go out. Rashi says, v'loi mosa lo shmir sabayis. They don't have to watch the house. So now we're not sure if they know what they're talking about or not. Now Rashi says, liyos neman ha-shvua zu, would he be believed on this shvua? We're not 100% sure he knows what he's talking about. Shatim marasal zateku. His time a workman that comes into the house to work, he sees now somebody coming in and taking things. It's a suffix if he's believed or not. Since he's not all it's not his achrayis to know, we're not sure if he's telling the truth or not. Take it. Oh, Malay Rav Yehim Rav Ashi, Toanu, because of the kaspa. Let's say the Balabas says, this person stole from me a silver cup worth a lot of money. My, what's the lacha? Do we believe the Balabas or not? So Chazina, we have to see. Iyinish di Yomru, if he's a rich person, or Yinish di Mehemenu, or else if he's a trustworthy person. That other people will be mafkid, let him watch their silver cup. So it's possible that a silver cup was in his house, mishtar boy mishokel. Then we believe the balabas even on a silver becher, and he has a right to swear and collect it. But vilay lay, but the person himself is not rich, and he's not a trustworthy person. Other people will not let their becher be in his house. So then minastam we say, you're the liar. It's not true. Where did you get a silver becher from? So we do not believe you, therefore he has no right to collect it. Yeah. Now Mishnah says, Nechbal Ketzad. What's the case of a Nechbal where you were hurt? It's only a question where the person could hurt himself. Our Mishnah says like this, if Edom saw Reuven go into Shimon's house when he was healthy, and when Reuven comes out, he's all banged up. So locker is, Reuven has to swear that Shimon hurt him, and then Shimon has to pay him. So when do we make Reuven swear? It's only b'mokram shiyokul l'chal v'yatzmoy. He's hurt on his arm, where it was possible that maybe Reuven hurt himself. So we have the doubt, maybe Reuven punched himself, so then we have to have a shvua that it was Shimon. Abu b'mokram shiyokul l'chal v'yatzmoy is in his back, a place that he can't reach. You can't cut yourself over there. Then noitos klay b'shvua. Then you can take it without a shvua. So I'm going to ask you a question. Why? For then, just be afraid. Do with a curse of the tzachech. Maybe hurt himself against the wall. Even though it's in the back, maybe fell down the flight of the stairs, like you're saying. Tony Reb Chiyo, she'osolay nishicha begabay. We're talking about that there was a bite on his back. We see a bite, a man's bite here. That's what we see. The che'obein atziliyodim, it's been the back of his arms. That he cannot do it. That a fall on the floor or else a bang on the wall doesn't do this. It has to be that somebody gave you a bite. So then you don't have to swear. But going Gagmurva Duma Acharovidlay, so what? He went into Shimon's house. Maybe somebody else did it, maybe his company did it. So still he should have to swear who did the damage. And Gemara no Dleka Acher, in a case where nobody else is in the house, just the Balabas, and we have aid and you came in there nice and healthy, and you're coming out all bit up. And somebody had to do it, and it's in your back that you yourself cannot do it. In such a case, that's evidence you'll collect the money without a shvua.
He's responsible for his dog.
Right. Yeah, there's men's off on the base. It says when the Mishnah Shekinegdoi Choshin or the bottom, Shekinegdoi Choshin, the case is, let's say the Leiva was the Moid of a Mixas Hataina,
So halacha is, he has to swear. Let's say he's a choshed. We caught him once to be a liar. So the Mishnah says, we make the other one swear. That the malva now swears that he owes him the money and he collects. So it says, there's a choshed al shvur. So Mor says, my afilo shvur shov. So the Mishnah says that he made a shvur sheker ready, and even a shvur shov. So the question is, what does the Mishnah mean, afilo, even if we caught him, make him before a shvur shov, a vain shvur? So it means like this. Loi mi boy koma, not only this, but even that. Loi mi boy hanich. This book, Firas Mammon, not only if you caught him already once to swear false by a Shvur Sapikodin, or Shvur Sadis, that he was holding back money from somebody else. Ela filo ho nami, tik Firas Dvorim Biyalmu, even though we only caught him once swearing false, he swore that this chair was made out of gold, and everybody knows it's made out of wood, that's a Shvur Shov. It's only Kfiras Dvorim Biyalmi saying the wrong things. Still, Holoim Hemen, still we do not believe him. Since we caught him once to swear false, we see this person doesn't care to swear false, so we cannot let him swear again. Samar says, question now, Felistin Nami Shvuas Bitui, why doesn't the Mishnah also say Shvuas Bitui? He swore he's going to eat something and he didn't eat it. That's also a case of a Shvuas Sheker. Samar says, Kikatoni Shvua di Kiko Mishtaba Vishiko Komishtaba. We're only talking about Shavuos, that at the second that he spoke it out, when he said the Shavua, right away it was a Sheker, it was false. That's called the Shavua Sheker, we saw him lie. But Shavuos Bitui, the equal of Meima, to the Kushta Kamishtaba, like Katani, the Mishnah does not learn this type of a case. A Shavuos Bitui is sometimes the person swears, I will eat today. So right now when he said the Shavua, he's not a liar. Maybe he will eat today. It's only at the end of the day. Oh, good, that's the last question soon. But since there are certain cases that he will, it's possible when he said the Shavua, it will be the truth, that's not in the category of the Mishnah. So there's this question. Tena, this is very good. Oichel v'lo yoichel. Ochalti v'lo yochalti ma'ikle meima. If he talks about the future, then you're right. Maybe he will do what he's saying. But if the Shavua is in the past, if he swears that yesterday he ate, and really he did not eat, so the second it comes out of his mouth, it's also sheker. So what does the Mishnah say? Shvuas bitui also. Michael Meimah. Mar says true.